The Oireachtas Committee on Health and Children will today examine the impact of a pilot project in South Tipperary, running since 2012, assisting those with dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and of course their families. Around 48,000 people have the diagnosis currently in the country. That figure, though, is set to increase over the next decade or so and on into the future, prompting the wider debate about how to prepare and how to manage, and crucially, how to support. Well, Dr. Katrina Crowe is with us in studio. Dr. Crowe, thank you for coming in. You're involved in this South Tipperary project. How does it differ to what's available nationally?
Well, this is an innovative pilot project which is coming to an end now. We were given 700,000 in 2012 to try to transform the lives of people with dementia and their families in South Tipperary, and we feel we've more than delivered on that objective. The initial funding came from a combination of Atlantic Philanthropies and the HSE, which is funded through a charity called Genio, and we're now looking to mainstream the services and roll them out nationally.
So you'll be advocating to the committee this morning, but this is the best way forward. This is the blueprint. Why so? What have you learned in the last three years that lead you to conclude that?
Well, the really exciting thing about this project was that we were allowed to start again, and we were allowed, encouraged to bring to the table all the key people who are involved in dementia, mainly people with dementia and their carers, former carers who looked after their loved ones who've now died, and they were able to tell us what they didn't get. All the HSE staff, HSE management, and four voluntary bodies. And we were really given a blank page to start again. And we knew ourselves as clinicians where the gaps were. We knew how fragmented things were. We knew how difficult it was for carers, who are often themselves elderly. You know, you have an 80-year-old looking after an 82-year-old, and the 80-year-old would have her own health needs. So we were really passionate about changing
things. So
what's
the intervention?
So we've put in a range of things, and the highlights really for us are, first of all, we've a single point of contact established. You can ring one number and you will get a really expert clinician, a clinical nurse specialist in dementia, who will answer that phone.
Okay,
and
so you have an immediate crisis.
An immediate response, and there is no bureaucracy. It is immediate. There's no paperwork. We do the paperwork. So that's transformational, and they can put in a response. We've also developed a very innovative service called Dementia Support Workers. We have developed this ourselves, specially trained, specially selected people. We pay their insurance and they take people out.
I noticed that in the brief, the car insurance. That's a very thoughtful
thing
to do.
And
you can see how that would make a difference.
And again, this was the benefit of the pilot, because initially we provided the care in the home in the first few months. And then we realised that's not what people want. They have care in the home. They have home helps. They have home care attendants. They need to get out and they need to be engaged. So we were able to turn that around immediately and put in car insurance and do that, and it's transformed people's lives.
What about the point, you know, where you're near end of life?
Yeah, we have been working on that area as well, and we have been able to put our dementia support workers into families to support them and to support the person dying at home.
So the point is, many people want, of course, their loved ones to be at home as long as possible.
They do.
You're talking about how many hours a week support vis-a-vis
24/7
care.
Well, what we find in our projects, it's astonishing. Often just 2 or 4 hours a week is enough for people. That makes all the difference to them. It is amazing. Nobody has come and asked for 40 hours or 20 hours. We ask people, what would you like? And nobody has come along and asked for much. A very small amount of care makes a very big impact. And that's really, really interesting economically, obviously. You know, that the cost of long-term care is expensive. The cost of community care is much less. And the amount of community care that's needed to support people is actually very small.
Okay.
And the evaluations we've had from our families and carers is really positive. They say 98% of them say this is keeping our person at home.
So South Tipperary, the model is the one to go with for the future. Dr. Katrina Crowe, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us about that pilot initiative running since 2012 on dementia and Alzheimer's in South Tip.